Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Church family, welcome to this Monday morning message. Glad to have you tuning in. We're looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It's this idea that if we took seriously the effort to practice what Jesus preached, we might find ourselves ushered more directly into his presence, that our union with him would be a little bit more connected and complete, and that he might have a really meaningful way to infuse our lives with purpose and direction. So this morning we're looking at Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. These are the beginning of the Beatitudes, and we read, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." So Jesus sat down on this hillside in the region of Galilee overlooking the Sea of Galilee, and crowds gathered around him, and he began this most famous sermon by making 9 statements about blessing. Jesus proclaimed that the poor in spirit, the mournful, the meek, the hungry, and many others, who frankly were often overlooked, that somehow they were blessed. And this was a radical proposition and would have likely been quite surprising to Jesus' first century audience. Because it was a prevailing belief at the time that physical, material, relational well-being were kind of associated with God's blessing and favor. I mean, someone who's rich, someone who's healthy and surrounded by numerous children was just kind of understood to be blessed and favored by God. Good fortune was believed to be evidence of God's satisfaction with an individual and also with communities as a whole. Now, conversely, if a person was ill, back in the first century, this was first century understanding, if a person was ill or poor or childless, their low estate and misfortune were actually attributed to being under the curse of God. And, you know, it seemed to make sense, and perhaps it makes a bit of sense to us as well, or at least it aligns with our understanding of what we believe to be fairness. Good people, we think, should receive good things, and bad people, bad actors, should reap what they sow. Now, it might be helpful to our contemporary ears and minds to interpret the word blessed as beloved. They're closely linked, this idea of blessing and belovedness. Throughout the Bible, Scripture asserts that God pays special attention and takes particular interest in people the world often overlooks. Poor folks, grieving people, hungry individuals hold a special place in God's heart. Whether they feel or appear to be blessed, they are dearly beloved by God. We know that from Scripture. We know it from Jesus' teachings. Now, I wonder, what would it mean for us and for this world, if we took special interest in people who kind of live on the margins of our lives and our communities? What would it mean if we took as much interest in the overlooked and underappreciated people as Jesus did? How might inequity and neglect be mitigated if we just took some time to pay attention to the introduction of Jesus' most memorable sermon? Jesus began his Sermon on the Mount affirming a truth that he understood and he wanted each of us to learn, that God dearly loves those our world often overlooks, people we often overlook. So I want you to wrestle with this question this morning. What does it mean to be beloved? What does it mean to be blessed? How do you understand that? How do you hope for that in your own life? So that's the question. What does it mean to be beloved and blessed? And then in terms of practice, I want to suggest that today, on this very day, you take time to reach out to someone you know who tends to be overlooked or underappreciated. This could be a coworker, it could be a family member, it could be someone on the kind of fringes of your friend group. You know, reach out to someone you know who's overlooked or underappreciated and tell them something that you value about them. It can be a note, can be an email, can be just reaching out and speaking to them, either by phone or in person. So reach out, let them know something you value about them. And let's pray about that. Lord God, Scripture attests and Jesus said that you value the lost, the least, the lonely. You care deeply for those people we often overlook or choose to ignore. And Any and every message, Lord God, from you begins with this call to compassion and care for those who are often disrespected and discounted, disregarded. Everyone, Lord God, is of value and import to you. Whether I'm feeling particularly blessed or whether we feel as if we're under a curse, Lord, help us to understand your deep love for us and help us to share that love and that blessing with others. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.